Speaker is Sanjun Gu from North Carolina A&T University. High tunnel temperature characteristics and management strategies. Sanjun.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. All right. Anybody hear me okay in the back? I think so. Great. So today I'm going to share information about what I have measured in the past several years. It's no complicated data. I wish I would have time to do the prediction stuff, but you could tell from my presentation, a lot of things can be related to what this was doing. So just no complicated formulation prediction stuff. So what I want to do today, give you a little introduction, low tunnel temperatures, talk about the frost-free days, growing degree days, soil temperatures, and some of the management strategy on temperatures in high tunnels. So this is what I want to do, and I love this picture because it looks, the sunlight is so important, right? So this is one of my high tunnels. So we're not going into details about high tunnel production, but I want to share with you that the high tunnel, for me, you have to have sidewalls, make it high. So it works high in there, and the sunlight is usually the only source for energy. It's passively ventilated, and the low cost, low tech. In a way, we want sure the high tunnels are low tech. We're not talking about $20-$25 per square feet greenhouse here. So everything, most farmers do manually. You know, you can, if you have electricity or you have solar power, the panel stuff, you can do some automation. But in a way, we want to make high tunnels simple because I work with small farmers. I want to make sure small farmers can adopt the technology. So this is my high tunnels on the farm. Those are single bee high tunnels. We're not touching anything about multiple bee high tunnels here today. So the other thing is, we talk about high tunnels, talking about thin extension, right? We want to make sure we produce some of the stuff beyond the normal season. So just keep in mind, we are working against nature. We want to produce, but nature is always the winner. So I mean, how do we deal? So it's a risk business. And so what we did here, this is a North Carolina map. This is called the Harness Zone map. We have about three different zones. My research has been done here in the Greensboro area, and also some of them in the Zone 8, but Zone 8 area in Goldsboro. And over here is about five. I think in the Midwest, there are a lot of research going on about what's the climate look like, or the weather information look like in the high tunnels. I also want you to know that for anybody working with high tunnels, no matter it's a professional like us or farmers, they need to know the cold hardness zone map, right? Everybody knows this. And then we know that growing degree days, later talks a lot about that. It's really predict the maturity of your crop. However, unfortunately, for most vegetable crop, we don't have a model for that. So hopefully next generation scientists can work on models so we know exactly the lettuce for this one you can harvest 20 days or those kind of stuff. So like I said, if I had more time, I might probably do more analysis on the data. But extension people like me, if you're extension people, you know how hard for us to sit down to work on the data. The other thing, the frost-free days. You're talking about the schedule, high tunnel, whatever. You have to know your frost-free days, right? So that's important, especially for your warm season vegetables. So this is something I want to make sure I share with you before I get into some of the data. Like I mentioned earlier, this is the thing most of my measurements were done in single bay high tunnel with single layer plastic. It's still debatable whether we should go two layer or one layer. So my next project probably work on this starting next year. So this is the other thing I want to mention that is we do, my measurements were actually taken either inside or outside the roof covers. In the winter time for wind production, you have to apply roof covers to get the extra layer protection over there. So I didn't try to separate the low tunnel, the high tunnel itself and the high tunnel with roof covers. This happened to be my strawberry tunnel. We have a low tunnel in there, but today I will not talk anything about low tunnel inside the high tunnel, just some high tunnel research. Not quite research, it's measurements. So here, low temperature part. And one thing, when I was college student, my professor actually tricked me, tried to ask me to answer the question, what is the killer? So in the class, most people didn't get it. So I want to make sure you guys understand that the extreme lower temperature is a killer for your plants. It's not the average, it's nothing. It's the extreme low temperature, which we necessarily know. So that's the killer for your crop in the high tunnel situation. And also, this is some result that when I show you the actual graphic, you know that really in zone 7 and zone 8, with row cover's help, you can get anywhere from 1.5 to 2 zones protection. And we know based on study done by Kansas State University, they said with row covers, you can get a 2 cold hardness zone advancement. So for my research, I think we can safely say 1.5 zone. So it depends a year, I mean, it varies from year to year. So here's Goldsboro, North Carolina, zone 8. Here's give you some idea about the temperature for each zone. So over here, this is 2015 data, the low temperatures, extreme low temperatures during the day. So I have a strawberry tunnel, I have a cool scenic vegetable tunnel, and this is the field. That dotted line is the open field. You don't have to look at other information here. For extreme low temperatures, which is for our cold hard zone map, right? You see the lowest temperature outside is 9.6, inside was 30. So for this case, we got about 2 cold hard zones protection with a single layer high tunnel. This is zone 8. So we will not go into detail about the strawberry tunnel, cool scene tunnel, but luckily, you know, strawberry and cool scene vegetable tunnel are similar because they overwinter. I actually had the warm scene vegetable tunnel in there. The graphic is so different because we didn't do anything during the deep winter for warm scene vegetables. So basically, we didn't have root covers there. We didn't have a crop in there, so the data could be misleading. So here is the 2016-17 data, strawberry tunnels in Greensboro, which is zone 7B. You see the high tunnel A is my day neutral varieties trial. High tunnel B is my Juneberry strawberry trial, and then the field. So again, you look at if you go this year, the lowest temperature happens in February, right? And this year, the lowest temperature happens in January. So last year actually was a really warm winter. However, extreme lower temperature actually was lower. If you look at here, we got down to almost 0 degrees Fahrenheit. It was pretty low. But look inside the high tunnel, with the roof cover, you can tell that's 25 degrees. So your high tunnel strawberries were okay. And again, we got probably 2.5 zones advancement for cold hardness. Here is this is actually 2014 data. Just 1 week. That January 7th was pretty cold weather, and we got a 5.5 outside the high tunnel, and the inside tunnel is 27. Again, they're proving that the 2 cold hardened zone advancement if you have this high tunnel situation with roof covers. This is also my strawberry tunnel. So the bottom line, with the high tunnel, and in addition to the high tunnel, you have a layer of roof covers. We use about 1.2 ounce per square yard roof covers. You get about 2, all is this 1.5 zones protection. So here, we talk about low temperatures. I just wanted to point out to you that in winter time, you think about this actually in January. It was pretty cold at the time. And that day, there was a miscommunication between me, my technician, and my temporary worker. So for one Saturday morning, the tunnel was not really opened. So the sunny day, and within 3 hours, it went up to 95 degrees. It's a high temperature. So they burned basically cooked my strawberries. So you have to be very careful with winter, deep winter, with sunny days, because it can definitely hurt you. Those places, just because we are in a really windy area, when the wind comes, we have to close the tunnel. And that can cause a lot of damage to your crop as well. So, okay, moving on, frost-free days. Here's a map of frost-free days in my state, North Carolina. I'm probably around here, so our last spring frost happens the first week of April, and the first fall frost, actually, in October. So this is your frost-free days in my area, and Goldsboro is somewhere down the line here. So if you look at the table here, this is a little bit maybe hard to follow. Basically, I have a high tunnel A and B, that's strawberry tunnel from last year, and that's field situation. So for the first fall frost, you have a December 10th, right? If you divide, if you look, think about the field, it's the first week of November, I believe. So you gain about 32. This is actually the real measurement. 32 days gain. For the high tunnel B, also 32 days gain. So average gain about 32 days for the fall. And over the last spring frost here, about 32 degree marker, we got 88 days gain here. It's the frost happens in January 10th. It was surprising. And over here, it's in January 28th, got 70 days. So basically, forget about this one because you look about 32, 32.3, so there's really small difference, but to make a big difference on the number if you calculate it with the days. So basically, on average, you gain about 32 days or 79 days in both places. If you add together, the high tunnel really extended your frost-free days a lot, actually. Okay, let me move on. The growing degree days. We know it's really important, even though we don't have really good model yet. But look here, in 2016-17, I had a lot of other information, but I want to show you the most recent information. If growing degree days, the base temperature 50F, is most for warm vegetables, warm season vegetables. So November, you got a 142% increase. It's filled with high tunnel, December, January, February. You see the big difference over there. We know that we really can't grow warm season vegetables there anyway in the time, but a 40 degree marker you can hear. So average 164 for growing degree day 50 and about 147% on that 40 degree. So it's a lot, which means you can really produce a lot with the high tunnel stuff, right? So the soil temperature, Luciano already tell people, which I agree with him, that for warm, cool season vegetables, you have to have a 40 degree soil temperature to grow, no matter how tall, how high your soil, air temperature is. So keep that in mind. This is 2014-15 data. If we draw some line here, 40 degree marker, 50 degree marker. So there were only a few days the high tunnel temperature actually below 40. So your plants can survive, which means your spinach, your lettuce stuff can grow over winter time. That's the end of the row cover. And you look at the 16-17 data, the two high tunnels here, the field, you draw the marker here, you see that really we barely reached the 40 degree marker for cooling the vegetables and for strawberries. So they were safe over there. And the 50 degree, probably not, right? Which means you grow cucumber, they'll be in trouble. You don't want group cucumber anyway in winter time. Over here, so how this can relate to our production system? So basically, high tunnels could provide a tropical or subtropical climate, which we definitely can. So we have a better frost protection and also can advance cold hard zones. And then the growing degree days and frost protection really are enhanced. So which means plants can mature early and you can harvest early and you have a longer season of seeding extension for your crop. And the overwinter production in our area, 7 and 8, is for warm season vegetables, is impossible, but for cold hardy vegetables, it's very possible. So we've been doing a lot of production demonstration and research for the last several years. It works really well. And show you some pictures. I talked all about those measurement stuff. So what's the strategy? It's very simple, I think. You have to know your crops, and you know your environment. We know the temperature now, and you have to work with your vegetables or small fruit to know how they do with different temperature streams. So basically, if you think about growing warm season vegetables, you have to think about they cannot go through winter time. So this is some of the vegetables I have worked with in the past several years. And this is a survey we did. People grew tomato, lettuce, cucumber, carrots, stuff. So a lot of those are warm seasons, but a lot of those are cool seasons. So last year we tried carrots, overwinter carrots. They were very sweet, very high quality. So we have some cool season vegetables over there. So I mentioned the know your plants. So you have to know your DDD base and also your minimum temperature. So basically, you know your temperature, you know how to manage them. So this is, of course, temperature management is really close related to leaf wetness and high humidity. relative humidity. I will not go into deep that. So this is a recommendation. Some of the number I borrowed from Louis Jett's recommendation for warm season, cool season. And again, for high tunnel production, you really have to think about the road covers. So in winter time, you have to vent, even if it's cold outside, to remove some of the relative humidity. And again, I didn't want to go into detail, but leaf wetness is really related to your irrigation. Okay. And have some emergency heating if you have those available. Okay, so that's all I have. My time is up. Thank you.
We'll have questions. I'll be here.